When it comes to high school sports, you are never quite sure just what will happen in the course of a season. The 1994 football season was a good example of unpredictability. The season started with a trip to Iowa and a 35-14 win at Fort Madison. Week two didn't go quite so well, a 35-23 loss to Mexico. They were led by Jason Brookins, who had four touchdowns from 22 carries. He would end up with a brief career in the pros with 1 year on the Baltimore Ravens and on the practice squad with three other teams, including one Canadian team. Also on the Mexico team was one of the great names in high school sports, Cookie Belcher. He would end up playing basketball at University of Nebraska. Game three, a 6-3 overtime win against Kearney thanks to a David Booth touchdown in OT. After a 26-7 win against Savannah, the team had some controversy in their game against Oak Grove. Chillicothe won 13-7 thanks to two touchdown passes from Scotty Sam to Jeremy Brockie. The second one was in the fourth quarter on a game-winning 28-yard pass that Coach Brad Gaines and his Oak Grove Panther team swore Brockie didn't catch. The officials stuck to their guns, and the Hornets won the game. Season didn't get any easier. Next was a 6-2 homecoming win over Benton, followed by a 16-15 loss at St. Joe Lafayette, thanks to a 19-yard Lafayette field goal with 2 seconds left in the first half. The Hornets won at Trenton in the annual rivalry and rolled over Cameron 55-0, but no Hornet rushed for more than 69 yards in a 55-point victory. That set up the final regular season game at Maryville. The winner headed to the playoffs. Chillicothe built a 23-14 lead in the third quarter and held on. Maryville's great quarterback, Matt Redd, began engineering a drive late in the game. With seconds left, Redd dropped back, fired a missile to the right side back corner of the end zone. Both sides held their breath then. Both sides celebrated. Way too early. A near riot broke out when the official stated Scott Corder of Maryville caught the 45-yard pass out of bounds thanks to excellent coverage by the Hornets' Jeff Beamer. Chillicothe won a share of the MEC crown and were district champions, but lost to Platte County in the first round of state. With KCHI Hornet Sports, I'm Randy Dean.